Okay, gentlemen, we thank you. The next item is other business, and ladies and gentlemen, before we proceed with the rest of our agenda, I just want everyone to know, number one, we appreciate your being here. We appreciate your interest. This is a public meeting. You are thoroughly and completely welcome to view each and everything that happens here. What you may not be allowed to do is speak, because this is not a public hearing, but it is a public meeting. If the chair or a commissioner wishes to hear from someone out there, we will certainly invite you to come up and speak. Otherwise, you're invited to view everything that happens here today. First item of other business is Shoreview Woods, conditional use number 1666, final site plan, Route 9 and Road 258.
Mr. Wheatley, this is a final site plan for a 96-unit multifamily project. The conditional use was approved March 27th of 2007. Commission granted preliminary site plan approval November 14th of 2007. The site plan meets the requirements of the zoning ordinance and the conditions of approval. We've received all agency approvals, one of them from the County Engineering Department. I passed down a copy of that to Mr. Johnson. They have a caveat that they would like to be made if the commission does make a decision. And you would also need to grant a time extension since it would expire March 27th for 2008. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Okay. This expired back in March?
Yeah, it was held up in public works.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mr. Robertson, should I do this in the form of two motions, one granting the extension, time extension, and the second dealing with the final, or can I do it all?
I suppose just so that the record, we can probably do a motion granting the time extension first, so you don't have an expired application.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Shoreview Woods, conditional use number 1666, final site plan, my motion is to grant the requested one-year extension, which would make it retroactive to the anniversary of the approval, and that this one-year extension is valid until March 27, 2009.
Second. Moved and seconded to grant a one-year time extension for conditional use number 1666. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Shoreview Woods, conditional use number 1666, final site plan, my motion is for approval as a final with a stipulation that, quote, a notice to proceed with construction will not be issued for this project until the artesian-owned Island Farm Regional Wastewater Facility is substantially under construction or another treatment and disposal facility has been approved by DENREC to service this project.
Second. So moved and seconded to approve conditional use number 1666, final site plan, Shoreview Woods, Route 9 and Route 258, with the stipulation stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.